Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XSEC Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. My name is Chris, and tonight I will be your host, and I am joined on February 2nd, 2017, in our lovely, warm, cozy studio by my three good friends, the men who this week need absolutely no introduction. Here they are. How are we all doing? Are we good?
Yeah.
I mean, very good, yeah.
Very good? Are you very okay?
I'm very okay.
I'm glad.
It is most good.
Like I said, we're joined February 2nd. You ready for this?
Yeah.
When on this day, 1653. Yeah.
Not that long ago then.
New Amsterdam becomes a city, which is later renamed?
Regular Amsterdam.
New York.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Love it.
Yeah, 1943, the German 6th Army surrenders after the Battle of Stalingrad, a major turning point in World War II. 2004, Roger Federer becomes world number one ranked single tennis player, a position he will hold for a record 237 weeks. 2005, February 2nd, FIFA Street PS2 gets its release.
Oh, what a game.
Yes.
What a game.
I know, I knew you'd enjoy that. 2007, the Little Britain video game is released.
The Little Britain video game.
Fucking terrible game.
And in 2010, Stalker Call of Pripyat Collector's Edition is released on Windows.
Oh,
James, I knew you'd be a fan of that one.
Yes, what a game.
Yes. So, thank you for being here tonight, guys. How have our weeks been?
Good. Good. I was traveling for work. So, that's why I couldn't be at the
that's why you couldn't make last week podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
What else did I... Oh, I finished Outlast this week, yeah. Got it all wrapped up and done.
And how was it, genuinely?
Terrified.
Terrifying.
Yeah, at the end of the game, I'll not spoil anything, but I gave him a rating, a obscure rating on it.
Okay.
What I thought it deserved anyway.
And all of your videos are now up on YouTube, is that right?
Yes.
Good.
Are you eating, Chris?
I am eating. I'm eating a Nature Valley Crunchy Canadian Maple Syrup Bar.
And that was a non-paid-for advertisement.
The amount of fucking grief I got for eating that then.
No, but he's eating quietly.
Munching away.
It's different, D, because these guys...
No, but his mouth's right up the mix. So it's going to be like...
No.
Oh,
I haven't bit
but
it
but
yet.
But there's going to be, because you just went...
It's okay, because these guys give us 5% off. They're like our sponsors. Oh, it started already. I'm such a bitch. So, other than traveling for work and obviously finishing Outcast, Outlast.
You trying to tell me something, Chris?
What?
I don't know. How has your week been, Paddy? Actually, it's been more than a week. It has been well over a week from my last seeing you.
Oh, yeah, well
over a week. Feels like you're new to this table.
I'm not new. Still the old pro I've always been. No, that was basically it. Traveling for work, finishing Outlast, down with the cold.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah. Wanted to get the priest in, read my last rites. You know that iron man flu that goes about.
Hit you hard.
Hit me very
man
hard.
Flu
yeah.
Got me like.
But other than that, yeah, quiet enough. Quiet.
Yeah, James?
Yeah.
I mean, the American.
Yeah,
now we fucked it.
He actually introduced himself as James S, so it's...
I mean, I had to be James D, so I think that's pretty natural. It has to be James S.
I mean, that's what I was going with anyway. Let's see, what have I done this week? Well, the usual. Go to work and play games.
Yeah.
All day long.
What have you played?
What have I played? I finished Kingdom Hearts on the PS3.
Okay.
I finished World of Final Fantasy.
How was that honking game?
That was a honking experience and a half.
Yeah?
It was all right.
Did it brighten up any?
I don't know how to describe it, really. Mm. Like, it was okay. Like, if
obviously,
someone...
you have to be a fan of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, like... I would not recommend this to someone who's not a fan of Final Fantasy.
Okay.
I couldn't. Like, well, I would say, like, if you're a fan of Pokemon, you might get away with it. But even then, like, they took a lot of gameplay from Pokemon, but not enough to kind of justify. It was weird. I'm happy I played it, but...
Just a weird experience.
It was really honking weird.
Really honking weird is right. Other than that, so we've been working quite a bit.
We have been, yes. And then we staffed there, which you guys talked about in the last podcast.
We did.
So
you enjoyed yourself at that staff too, though, didn't you?
I had a great night at that staff there.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You love that jukebox, man.
Dude.
Was there any karaoke?
No karaoke this
just
time.
Just me owning that jukebox.
No silent orchestra. Karaoke is Japanese for silent orchestra.
Is it?
Yeah.
Japanese. Is that from How Much Mother? I mean, is that from a... Never mind.
I don't know where I got that. I just know that. I hope that fact to be true.
You got it from How Much Mother.
Yeah. D, how has your couple of days been from you last seeing me?
It's only been like 3 or 4 days since we last did this, so What has changed in that time? Oh, well, I bought the car. We mentioned that last time when I got the car.
Oh, you got, yes, yeah. That's right. You drove all the lift here in your new car, which I have to say was a...
Luxury.
It was a luxury.
It was, wasn't it?
It was absolutely like, terrific.
Glided here.
I didn't think like, didn't you drive. Made enough to afford a Bentley, but...
I love the bar.
No, but I stole it.
Champagne on arrival. That was a nice touch.
That was a nice touch. I think that's a one-off, though. We should get used to that.
Okay, well, like, the car, it was pretty exciting getting that, like, but, like, it's kind of past me now, like.
Yeah.
I was just, like, another car I take to work.
Yeah.
Just,
like, it's always great getting something new, but then sure, it always
does. You did have a story, though, that we didn't pick up on Monday that you just told us.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what happened. This is in the previous car. Stop at the police, coming out of work. I stayed in late at work because I had to do some university work after. And it was coming out about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the Boston police were stopping. And I had a light out. Which I did not know about.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So she stopped me, and I was like, well, what'd she stop me for?
Yeah.
She's like, excuse me, sir, but you have a light out. Do I? I was genuinely surprised. And I think that's the only reason that she didn't actually...
Was it a backlight then, I'm assuming?
No, it was front dip.
Oh, the front dip?
The dip, but full beams were working, like, but I mean, obviously, the dip coming up to them. And she's like, yeah, she pulled me over. She said, you have to pull over, whatever. And then she said, like, yeah, your light's out, and the car's very dirty. I thought it was a strange comment to make. I was like, all right, rub it in, my don't you? She's like, oh, I can't see your rear license plate either. And I was like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But no, she was civil enough about it. She's like, just get them fixed. Don't let me catch you in the road again. I was like, no ba.
Well, thank you.
Straight back in that car and away.
Obviously, I'm getting
thank you for letting our XIT member away with such travesty.
Light's still not fixed.
Obviously, sure, you've got a Bentley there. You're not
back
license
plate still dirty?
No, I cleaned it.
Oh, that's good.
I cleaned it.
Oh,
no, right. Yeah, fuck, it looks, yeah. It looks terrible. Car is completely ruined by muck, but the license plate is spick and span.
Oh, yeah.
Has gorgeous.
That's our country roads for you, D.
First time I ever stopped at the police as well.
Good.
I would describe it as a positive experience.
Good.
Really? For your
a
first
change,
time?
For a change. Yeah, right. Sure. Never, nothing wrong with my car normally. Things when you're falling apart, that's grand.
Do you know what was great coming up the road tonight? There was heat.
I know, yeah.
God, it's so cold. Well, I'm more looking forward to the way home. Yeah, it was always freezing.
It's usually cold when we leave the podcast to go home in your car.
Yeah, because
it's been sitting for so long.
It has no heater. It has lukewarm temperature all the time.
No, your old car does. Yeah, your new car is great.
Oh, the new car is fantastic. Yeah. I was sweating on the way to work this morning.
Yeah, that's a different experience.
I was like,
what you want.
There's nothing like sweating on the way to work. You know you're in for a good day's work when you're sweating
on the
way to work.
Most people sweat on the way to work, you know, because they're on their bike or running. Cruising in.
I'd love to meet someone who runs to work. Who would run to work?
People who live close.
Or late.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
I meet people this morning. I was in 6:30 this morning at work. I met people who had, like, driven to the car park, gotten out together to go for a run.
Oh, my God.
I was like, man, you're not.
Committed people.
The thing about being late for work, whether you're late half an hour or 2 hours, same treatment applies. Like,
yeah, you're still late.
So
you're late, yeah.
I'm not going to run.
Yeah.
And walk.
Yeah, like, running's going to save you, like, what, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
And really? You go in there and you're stinking. Nah.
Like, I know you're going to spend the whole day trying to fucking, you know, get rid of that sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Apart from that, my week has been, like you said, nothing much has happened from we last did the podcast, played some more Minecraft, went to work. You know, that's about it.
Nothing more.
I don't think so. I think it's been a quiet week.
Well, on that bombshell, then we'll move swiftly into the news.
Okay.
And we'll start with yourself, Chris.
Okay. A couple of pieces of news this week. Just bits that I didn't touch on in the last podcast. Let me see. Okay. So, keeping all things current, Insomniac Games, the studio responsible for the Ratchet and Clank series, and the upcoming Spider-Man game for PS4, have taken a stand against one of U.S. President Donald Trump's executive orders. In a video posted to the studio's YouTube channel, they announced that they have officially joined the growing number of game developers and tech executives, including a number of indie game studios and Microsoft president and CEO.
Mm.
There you go.
Not making Trump at all.
Insomniac Games CEO Ted Price stated that week, and I quote, "We at Insomniac Games stand united in strongly opposing President Trump's immigration ban." So there you go. It's all to do with the big Trump immigration scandal that's going on at the minute. Honestly, I'm not too affected by it.
Yeah,
I don't particularly care too much about it. I think he's doing a great job. I'm going to move on.
Props to Trump. Let's move on.
Big exciting news for me anyway is that Herman Hulst, managing director of Guerrilla Games, announced on Twitter during the week that Horizon Zero Dawn has gone gold. So the game is officially finished. It is sent away to be burnt to disk, if you like. It is ready to go. And this completes a five-year development cycle. And we're all looking forward to the game being available come the 28th of February. I think it's the 3rd of March here.
Okay.
But very looking forward to that game. That is one of the reasons I'm heading out to buy a PS4 myself. Other than that...
PS4 myself. That was smooth, Chris.
Yes. I know. I meant that. Other than that, Sony also announced that they're bringing back the PlayStation VR bundle, which was formerly the launch bundle, that was available for pre-order before the headset launch in October. This includes the two essential accessories, the headset itself and the PlayStation camera, as well as two PlayStation Move controllers, which are used with select games. All you need is a PS4 to go along with it. The bundle arrives in stores next week for $500. Additionally, Sony will offer a bundle themed around Until Dawn Rush of Blood, which is very exciting for us who were playing through Until Dawn. Yes, the look on Patty's face says it all. It is essentially the same bundle as the returning one, merely swapping in Rush of Blood for in place of VR Worlds, it's called. Really? So it will be available later this month, also for $500 dues.
What do we think about 500 quid for that?
What?
For that bundle, for that PSVR bundle?
So what is it going to be?
$500, you're talking 470, 460 anyway?
Probably, with the way they'll convert it.
They'll probably just put it to 500 sterling. They
probably
will,
yeah.
Ridiculous?
Yeah.
Completely?
Well, I mean, how much is a PSVR by itself?
$350.
Two Move controllers, a PlayStation camera, and a game.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. The monies are, if in terms of your buying it all separately, it's going to cost you slightly more. But I mean,
we touched on this before, and I know you're very excited for the.
Yeah,
for
I
the
have VR. To go on bad, you see.
Yeah, you want to get those videos recorded and stuff. I'm not too pushed on it until it comes down in price. It's the same as the Switch for me. And I'm happy to just wait. So, apart from that, none of that news this week that I have found and read has really touched me, apart from the Horizon. Making its way to gold, if you like. I am just... James knows. I've talked to you quite a bit in work about just how extremely tiptoe excited I am about this. That's a new... I'm trialing that phrase. What do you think? I'm tiptoe excited.
I think it's got potential.
Yeah. Okay. We'll run with it and see what happens. Dee?
Okay. Move on nicely then from PSVR onto Oculus Rift. So this happened today, but I suppose this podcast is going to be going in a couple of days from now. So probably happened last week for you if you're listening. So they're in an ongoing, ongoing legal battle with ZeniMax. So basically the founders of, or co-founder of Oculus, who make the Rift, which is the VR headset for PC, and is now owned by Facebook, we should mention.
Oh,
so it was purchased by
Mark. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was bought by Mark Zuckerberg and the lads last year or the year before. Quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of dollar, dude.
Just a bit.
See, I don't get that.
Does anybody know the price?
A couple of billion, I think. But I'm not sure about that. But anyway, so this battle has been going for a while now, and basically the claim is that the fella, the co-founder of Oculus, who worked for ZeniMax, took some of their proprietary code, some of the work they'd done on developing VR, took it to Oculus, and then developed on that to make the Rift. Okay. And ZeniMax is saying, that's our code, that's our property, you can't use that.
So it's theft is what they're doing them for?
Yeah, well, that's what they were going up for.
Okay.
And they were going up, and they were taking them to try and make it so they couldn't sell the Rifts
because they had come up with
the code
first.
Code, yeah. Okay. And if they're going to sell them, ZeniMax.
Hang on, this is all too similar to if any of you have seen, obviously the Social Network movie, where Zuckerberg himself was actually taken up on for using the code of I forget who it was now, the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of similar in that way, but it's not Zuckerberg directly. He just bought this company, you know, because he saw the potential in it.
Yeah.
But, so this was settled today, and basically it was a jury decided that ZeniMax should be paid some money, but it's not really the outcome that ZeniMax wanted. So they're going to get $500 million.
Wow.
For this. So Oculus have to fork over $500 million, but they're allowed to continue making and selling the Rifts.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a lot more money in the long run.
That's what I'm saying. That's obviously is the way they're upset about the outcome, because there's far more potential there.
Exactly. You know, so I mean, ZeniMax basically feel that they were robbed.
And
they believe that they should.
Right.
But I mean, we don't really don't know the details of it completely. Possibly, you know, maybe this guy did a lot of the work that developed the Rift on his own, you know, as part of Oculus.
Yeah.
Maybe he robbed it wholesale. We don't know, to be totally frank, like, at the moment.
Half a billion's better than nothing at the end of the day, isn't it?
They're getting half a billion because apparently he broke a non-disclosure agreement, which is that he shouldn't have been working in that like territory, in that like that technology after working for ZeniMax, and he broke that. That's what they're paying the money for. But yeah, it's pretty good, all things considered, for Oculus.
Well, with these companies, I guess it's pittance to them. You know?
I mentioned ZeniMax; they own Bethesda Game Studios and Arkane Studios. So like, I mean, they're pretty big game players. So maybe it would have been nice for them to develop the software themselves.
Yeah.
But as it happens, it's going to be Oculus, Facebook. And, I mean, I don't know. There's been some dodgy practices since Facebook bought them. So I don't know if I'm totally happy with that. But that's going to be a big case. We're probably going to be hearing a little bit more about that. As, especially as Oculus are going to be releasing their sales numbers pretty soon. And I'd imagine they've taken a hit in the wake of all this. Because people aren't really... like Oculus was kind of like a startup for a while. You know, it was kind of like, okay, these guys are developed, they're innovative or whatever. And then Facebook came in with the cash, and now they're kind of like a corporate bullshit. Like,
sell out?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's that. That's a pretty big thing. And
that's big news.
We'll see how that plays out in its entirety. Later news than that. Have any of you been keeping up with the Splinter Cell movie?
No.
I didn't even know there was one.
Until yesterday.
Did you know, James?
No.
No.
Well, I got some news here. I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Okay.
So like, you're familiar with Splinter Cell, Sam Fisher?
Absolutely. Oh yeah,
his
yeah.
Character, fantastic guy. Who would you want to play him in a movie? I have the actor here, by the way, and you're gonna like it, guaranteed.
Who would I want to play him?
I'm trying to think. Sam Fisher's had a couple of looks over the years.
He has.
What kind of look?
He's got that iconic voice as well.
He does.
The guy who does the voice is like Michael Ironside. He has a fucking phenomenal voice.
Okay, so
but he's like 60.
You have the actor there. Are we looking more like the balding Splinter Cell?
Nope. Young
looking. Oh,
ish.
Okay. Yeah.
In his prime.
In his prime.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
Yeah, go.
Tom Hardy.
I was going to be my guess. Yeah. I think all God's honesty is going to say Tom Hardy is probably going to be leading the chase for that.
That is
Tom Hardy.
Exquisite news.
Tom Hardy is the lead, basically, and he wanted this film to be made. So sounds promising.
Does that mean we'll finally get a good video game movie?
Well, in saying that, like we all thought, because Fassbender wanted to get Assassin's Creed made.
Look how that turned out.
I mean, I still haven't seen the film myself.
Yeah, but we've heard our
fair share of not so good reviews.
I've heard of getting slated, but my younger brother seen it and he loved it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's so many, we're hearing especially so many mixed. It's either one end of the spectrum where it's been placed way very very high on a pedestal, or it's doing the exact opposite. There's no kind of middle ground with this film at all.
It won't be a thing I'll particularly go out of my way to see.
I'll wait for it.
If it's ever on TV, I'll probably switch it on.
We planned to go see it.
We had planned to go see it.
Yeah, but
I mean, the reviews that's
Axe all over.
Okay, we're going to wait. Guardians. Yeah, we'll go see Guardians.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a solid okay.
It's a solid okay. There
we
go.
That's the best way.
From the one guy around the table who has seen it, it's a solid okay.
You know what? I don't mind spending my money on a solid okay. As long as it's not terrible.
I'm trying to think what the last solid okay I would have seen is. Secret Life of Pets.
Solid okay.
Didn't see it.
I would count that as a solid okay.
No,
I would.
I did not enjoy Secret Life of
Pets.
That's
just okay. I mean, probably because I came off the back of Zootropolis and the Jungle Book, which were absolutely phenomenal. So I've seen Secret Life and I was like, another anime, this is going to be great. It was not.
Not at all.
The opening like 20 minutes were great and then it was like, oh God.
James, your news.
Yes, my news. Okay. So the Wii U is officially not being produced anymore. It's like
they're done.
Production. They're done.
That's it.
Wii U is done. And on top of that, Nintendo have officially cancelled the last game they were gonna develop for.
Which is?
I completely forgot. It has something to do with a robot, I'm pretty sure.
Let's call it Nintendo Bot.
Yeah, we'll go. Okay, codename Nintendo Bot. Yeah, it's been cancelled.
No way. Does that mean that because sales, I get very confused with this. Does that mean that because they have finished making the Wii U, that although Wii U prices were still notoriously high for a console that's been out years, they're going to get higher because it's a console not being made anymore?
It could, because the collection value, you know, the collectible value of, like, you get these people who collect consoles and they might want it. The Wii, I know when the Wii stopped being produced, you could buy those for like £50.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to go the same way, to be honest.
You think so?
Yeah.
Especially with Switch coming as well.
It's not, in my eyes, good enough to be a collectible console, you know.
The only thing I would say about the Wii U is the fact that obviously you can play Wii games and Wii U games on it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would put over it.
So,
yeah.
You can play your Wii.
You know, it had some really good games on it, but, you know, I still couldn't justify for how much it is. Unless you really like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart.
Yeah. So well, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm happy to wait for the Switch for Mario Kart, so I'm sure they're going to do... Wait, is that what you just said?
What?
I feel that all eyes are on me going, like, what the hell is he talking about?
So we're listening.
That's like 90% of the time, Chris, so...
Okay. No, we're good. No, I get you, yeah.
But I don't know. It's interesting, though. You can't really expect too much from a console that was kind of dead on arrival. I believe I said this last time I was on, but that's pretty much what the Wii U was. The Wii U was dead on arrival. Like, they pretty much had no intention of supporting it with that goofy-ass controller. You know, I don't really know what else you can say about it, but I was dumb enough to buy one, so
yeah.
I'm not overly surprised.
I'm sure you got your fair share of Mario Kart out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like,
and still will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So.
I mean, that's it. Mario Kart and Smash. It's not a total bust, yeah. You know, Super Mario 3D Land. Like, some of the, you know, when Nintendo decided to give a shit,
mm-hmm.
it was a great console.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they very rarely decided to give a shit over, like, what the console's, like, what, 2 month experience?
Yeah. That's another piece of... it's all been quite negative news this week. Paddy, tell us that you have something to bring us up a bit.
I'm just going to race through mine here.
Yeah.
Rocket League is so popular with 26 million players that... The company that owns it has now created 12 toy cars that they're going to go on sale.
That's great. Glad to see that. An indie game, nonetheless.
26 million players.
I know.
Like that'd be across PC, Xbox, it's got PS4.
That's a lot, great. Though. For a game that I think costs like $3.99, something like that. Like.
They've hit a gold mine.
Yeah.
No. What they did, when they decided on PlayStation Plus for the first month it was out, they gave it away for free.
Yeah, I knew that it was there for free.
That was a brilliant idea.
I just got it. It's like got its whole community going, like.
Yeah,
that's what it started the interaction after that. Yeah.
You know, I believe it was on sale on Steam when it first came out, and then it was free on
PlayStation.
I mean,
there you go. That's another game that I still haven't played that is doing phenomenally well. I think we're going to have to start Rocket League. Up some of these games.
Yeah.
True, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Rainbow Six Siege, the full game is now available on all PS4, Xbox, and PC stores for free. PS4, it sold 9.7 million units in the last 3 months. But Sony as a collective company is down 54% in last year.
Suppose it's quite an expansive company like, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're putting it towards cost as well, like they're producing the VR headset.
Yeah, which is...
Coming out with a lot of new controllers and stuff, which may not be selling, therefore eating
their profits.
They
are quite expensive, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I actually seen that, the Xbox controller is the cheapest.
Yeah.
What is the Xbox controller?
It's about £45-50.
Yeah, PlayStation's 55.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much, like, but...
Although PlayStation's giving you a lot more selection now. You've got your army camo, your gold, your silver,
I've
your glacier,
white.
I've seen
quite a few
white.
Camos coming out now for, for Xbox.
Oh, has Xbox
done
this?
Xbox have done this Xbox thing now where you so
design, your own
design your own on their website.
That's awesome.
Remember we were in the shop, though, and we were in the Microsoft store in America, and we were actually designing our own controllers, which was quite cool.
That's pretty cool.
That would be... Would it be on the hard plastic, or is it like a wrap?
No, it's...
But it is. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's glass. I'd love to do that.
You can get, like, the triggers on the back, so you can, like... You can get really cool stuff on it. I'm disappointed that it took Sony this long to kind of come out with their pro controller.
Yeah.
I'm just disappointed in the controller.
Yeah, the pro controllers took ages.
I know, like you're talking like a year after Microsoft did it. Like, I'd love to get one of those, but.
I genuinely didn't even know there was a pro controller.
Oh, there's two.
Oh, there is?
There's two or is there three?
Yeah, you've got the Razer one and then.
Is there one called Stealth maybe? Something like that? No?
Yeah, something like that. I forget what the other one is.
They look awesome though. They do. Real expensive though, so.
This is like the Xbox Elite controller?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sony's
yes.
answers to that. And then Razer thrown in there one. Because Razer need money.
Something I seen earlier on today, which was pretty surprised. None of you had actually seen it. The Nintendo Switch released a video. It was like their first advertisement of the Switch. Like their proper advertisement. Showing the main menu.
I have not seen
good.
That. Yeah.
It was originally a leak in terms of they didn't mean to show you.
Okay.
But it's out there now on the advert showing, so... Yeah, that's our main menu. We didn't want to give it away so quick and so soon. Yeah, the icons that they do tell you about is the news icon, the eShop, and the screenshot album, which allows you to obviously edit pictures on the actual console itself.
That's cool.
If it looks cool, it'll be better, because I'm not a massive fan of the Wii U's and the Wii's one.
Do you know what annoyed me, though? The actual promotional video they released, one part of the console is red, the other part is white, and the actual main thing that you can lift out of the middle main screen is blue. And I was like... Fucking stick to one color.
I don't know why they did that. I guess it's for like player one and player two. But I don't know. That just
that makes sense.
When you're like a perfectionist like me, that really messes my brain. Like, why would I do that?
I want one color.
Which reminds me,
that's true.
I made the mistake last time with the Switch controller. Turns out it wasn't £130.
What?
It's only 102.
Oh.
If you don't want the charging dock, it's only a measly price of £80.
Bargain.
Yeah. Chips.
I'll take 8.
They're just talking about the Xbox One controller at like what?
55. 45. 45, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55
the one I go to. So you can get the actual pair, so left and right, no middle bit, just left and right, is £75 for that.
Ooh. It's ridiculous.
And then you're looking at, like I said last week, if you want left or right singly, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, £45 each.
I just need a new left. I broke my left.
And then depending on what grip you want, if you want the charging one or the normal one is a tenner and the charging one is a 28.
The grip is the thing that just holds these things together.
Yeah.
The left and right.
And then the Pro Controller, which I was actually surprised to hear this, the Pro Controller is $65. The Pro Controller is actually cheaper.
That makes a lot of sense, Nintendo.
So you can spend half the price and get a proper controller.
Or pay full whack and get the launch controller, if you like. Just now that we're talking about that, has anybody seen the Switch Super Bowl commercial?
No.
It's up on the internet at the minute. I watched it. Oh, God. It's, I'm not blown away.
No?
No.
Fuck, I was thinking that something massive was coming there.
Is there a guy in the toilet? No.
There was some video that had, there was like, this is how you play the Switch, and there's some guy just sitting on the toilet.
I know, what the hell
you've been watching.
No, this showed the that game like I was telling you guys about where, you know, you don't even have to look at the console or the screen to play it.
Well, what's the point?
Okay, so what it was is the like tablet, or if you like, of the Switch was set and it was outside, and these two kids had a controller each, and they're pacing away from each other. And then it goes 1, 2, 3, draw, and they shoot each other.
Oh, okay.
And that was it. And I was like, oh. Apart from that, all I seen was like the 1-2 Switch and shit, and it looked an awful lot like just an updated Wii Sports.
Mm.
But aren't you overly surprised at how casual Nintendo is? I know. This is the same company that released Let's Tap.
Let's Tap.
Which was literally, you put your Wiimote on a flat surface, and then you just tap. If you want to go left, if you want to go right, tap right. If you want to jump, you do both. It was like Donkey Konga game.
God, no.
But
okay.
Like, you were just tapping this Wiimote. And like,
Was that the Donkey Konga game that came out for GameCube where you actually had the two bongos?
Yeah.
That was cool, though.
Yeah, but this wasn't.
I want those bongos.
Yeah, but this wasn't cool.
Well, that's... That is one way to pretty much finish up the news. I think an awful lot of downers this week. We're gonna have to pick this shit up, guys. Well, I guess it's time to move on.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up the news and move on to our main segment. So this week we've been asked two questions by our good friend Paddy. I think they were: mm-hmm. What is your greatest achievement, and what is your saddest moment in games or gaming related?
Can I start off by saying, first of all, like, fuck you, Paddy.
They were like, I asked the questions and found it very difficult to answer. In fact, answered one of the two questions.
When I first heard
your own questions,
first heard you actually announcing the questions, I was thinking that night on the way home, I was like, this is going to be quite easy, because I was immediately thinking of the most obvious ones to come to, obviously, my head. Some of them I knew would come to your head as well. And then the achievements, I had a couple in mind, but I wasn't too sure about them. Having to think about it, I was genuinely stuck. I had to think a lot outside the box on this one, mm-hmm. Which you're going to see. What way do you want to do this?
Well, first of all, we'll say to anybody now, there will be spoilers in this.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an announcement, because some of the games that we will have played that contain sad moments, or maybe some of the greatest achievements that you didn't know, mm-hmm. secret achievements and whatnot, this will be a spoiler zone.
I think,
so
we'll shout out the game we're talking about.
We'll announce the game before we actually say it. So if you hear a game that you haven't played that you don't want to hear, please... Don't blame us. You don't have to listen. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yes, very professional.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
I think we will start to bat with...
Do you want to go... let me think, because we did this before and we dragged it on quite a bit. I think, will we just go around and we'll get our greatest achievement first, and then we'll go back around and do the saddest moment.
Okay, yeah. That sounds fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's good.
Dee, do you want to start?
Yeah, okay, I'll start. For achievement, like, I kind of, not intentionally, but mine are both, like, literally related to achievements.
Yeah.
As in Xbox achievements.
Absolutely.
So, like, I mean, whenever the 360 arrived with these achievements things, I really, really got into that.
Yeah, you chased them.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was like an achievement hunter. Like, well, a bad achievement hunter.
Obviously, that's how we used to game, man.
Yeah, like, it just really got me into fucking playing games back, whatever, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It can become obsessive.
Oh, it is,
you
absolutely.
You know, like, and.
Yeah. To the point where you're not even enjoying the games anymore.
No, you're literally just hunting these achievements.
Yeah, one thing. Yeah.
You're just grinding. Like,
oh, we did that. We did that plenty.
I got two here. I'll just read the two of them. So the first one is completing Halo Reach on Legendary. solo.
Wow.
The lone wolf achievement. Jeez. Because I'd never played a Halo game on Legendary before.
Uh-huh.
We played it for a bit, Chris, me and you, we co-op. Did. And, you know, it was basically just like, okay, one of us will hide. The other one runs out and tries to kill as
that
many people
like
as he can.
That's like the most solid strategy I think you can have when you play Halo. One person can always respawn.
That's how that's the only time I ever played Legendary. Other than that,
I suppose though, when you're playing Legendary, you can't do that, can you? You could just, it must be a really slow experience if you're playing it.
I mean, it is and it isn't. At the start, you're just like so scared to do anything. But then as you get through it, you sort of learn how the mechanics work and the best way to go about things. And you get like good, you get adept at it.
Yeah.
And I just found hitting my stride about, you know, 2/3 through the game, and I was like, I can do this. Like, I can boss this fucking game.
I mean, what a game to pick as well out of the entire Halo series. Probably my favorite of the entire Halo series. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I really like the story in it. Yeah. And it's kind of like, I could play Halo 3 on Legendary, but I'd be kind of like, I don't know, I think I'd get knocked out of it. Whereas Reach...
Halo, what did you say, 3?
3, yeah. Well, yeah, for me it was Reach. And just about, as I said, 2/3 of the game, I really felt on point. I was like, yeah, I can do this and I'm going to do this. And when I finally finished it, it was just like, it wasn't like a triumphant moment where I just jumped up or whatever. I just felt so satisfied.
What is the achievement called? Lone Wolf?
Lone Wolf.
What a name for an achievement.
Yeah. Especially how the game ends, and this is kind of spoiler territory now.
Mm-hmm. Have you played Reach?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We've all played Reach, yeah.
Yeah?
Seeing as this is the story of...
Of Reach.
The planet Reach, where all of the Spartans are basically killed by our Master Chief. You know, playing as a Spartan, that's the only outcome.
Yeah.
And you enter that last mission, and you've already done all the hard work. The last mission is just literally just a send-off, if you will. And you enter that last mission, and you just have to fight out for as long as you can.
Yeah.
And you know you've done it.
You know you've done
and
it.
It's just
yeah,
that just it was just a really fitting moment, and I felt
a fantastic final chapter to a game. Actually,
it really just made
what
it for
an achievement,
me.
Though. I can't believe you. How long did that take you?
I really couldn't tell you. It's that's
weeks.
Possibly. I mean, it was just a thing where I'd come home every day. This was school. I was in school at this stage.
Yeah.
I'd come home every day and I'd just play it. You know, for a couple of hours.
That's a phenomenal. Anybody who's listening who doesn't actually understand just how tough Halo can be, it is on Legendary one of the most difficult yet most rewarding things
exactly,
you can play through on the hardest difficulty. It is. It punishes you.
It does.
It does.
But if you can get good at it, you can learn
which
how
clearly
the game
you
works,
did to get through
it's,
that.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
Part two of this is again achievement related, but. My first ever fully completed achievement game.
Yeah.
1,000 of 1,000 gamer score, Assassin's Creed 2.
Nice.
I think that was one of my first on PlayStation, actually.
It's not an incredibly hard game to do that on,
but
whenever you're like looking, whenever I initially got the Xbox, I was looking at this like, how could you ever get all the gamer score? Like, there's just so much to do.
The feathers.
Oh, the feathers.
The feathers, I think, is the last thing I have to do.
It's like the flags in Assassin's Creed.
And wear the auditor cape in all different. I know that's pretty easy to do.
Oh,
but
yeah, but you have to get the auditor cape. That's
what,
the problem.
What was the thing with the feathers?
They're like pigeons in GTA 4. They're just everywhere, and you have to go get them all.
Oh, and like San Andreas, like collecting the letters?
Yes. Like literally a feather maybe like halfway up a building, right at the most like awkward point, and you just have to climb through it.
You can see it,
to
but
achieve
you can't
it.
Get at it unless you follow the right pattern. But yeah. Yeah, that was my first ever fully completed game, and I just was very proud of myself for that.
Definitely.
Still am.
That's a big game to get that on, actually.
Yeah. I've done, like, there's games subsequently that have been hard to do, but they haven't really just felt as good because that was my first.
Yeah,
you always remember your first.
Everybody remembers their first. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Knock it out of the park.
So the achievement one was a lot harder than I thought
it was
going to be.
It was very hard.
You know? So I've pretty much gone the same way you did, where I've gone with... literal achievements and basically could have narrowed it down to one, so I'm just going to do a roundup here of basically you did your 1,000 in Assassin's Creed 2. So for my PlayStation, since I was always a PlayStation guy, I've got 30 100%, which would pretty much be your 1,000.
Is that 30 platinums?
And then 24 platinums.
Holy shit.
Why do you not get a platinum for them?
Arcade games don't come with platinum.
Oh, okay, okay.
So if it's like a little arcade game, it doesn't come with platinum.
So what were some of them? Give us some of the hundreds anyway.
Well, the first one I got was Skate 2. Assassin's Creed 2 would be one of them as well. Sly 1 and I believe Sly 2
fantastic
I did as well.
Fantastic games to get it in.
All three of the Infamous games.
Wow.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a big one.
Right?
Yeah.
Uncharted as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one or series?
I guess whenever.
Jesus.
Big games, but I guess whenever you have a love for a game like that, like yourself for Uncharted, like you will. Playing through that to get that is not a problem.
Yeah, no. Because it's enjoyable.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I spent way too much time hunting these platinums. I really did. So I would say, like, that's probably the greatest achievement I would have is that a lot of those platinums on 100% were kind of crossover, because you get some of those where you get the platinum, but you don't have the DLC, so you don't get 100%, but you got the platinum, and then you get the 100%.
You're not a true gamer unless you get that. The 100% of the...
Obviously not, but I've got 30 of them, so...
It's annoying that Xbox don't give you, like... Whenever you get, like, all the original achievements or trophies on a PlayStation game, you get the platinum.
Yeah.
But if you get all of them on the Xbox, you get 1,000 gamer score, which is what is the total.
Yeah.
But if they have DLC, like, and they've added 250 more, then you've got 1,000 out of 250.
Yeah.
It just doesn't...
It doesn't look good.
No.
You want a separate little DLC off it, you know.
I prefer the gamer score, though. I like they have a number that goes up.
Yeah, I always like the gamer score over trophies myself. Yeah.
Okay. But that's a solid point.
Yeah.
I like gamer score too.
Yeah.
But I actually think I prefer trophies.
Do you?
I could walk into a room and be like, look at all my trophies.
Yeah.
Over there is a number. Wall filled with numbers. Don't look at that. You know?
But I mean, you just show them the number of trophies you have.
No, I'll show them physical trophies. Is that not how it works?
Yeah, so quickly discussed this without telling the other guys before the podcast started, and we both have the same...
Okay, let me start off by saying, like, this was outside the box. It is cheesy, as corny as it comes, but whenever you say, like, an achievement in gaming,
It doesn't get much bigger than
this. I mean, this is as true as it gets. Do you want to hit us with it? It's because it's cheesy, isn't it?
I was laughing at the pigeon over there.
Go ahead.
So what me and Chris decided was our biggest... gaming achievement to date wasn't in game. What it was starting Axe Out.
Ah! And a notion this is what it was going to be.
That guy knew it.
Which, definitely for myself, it's something new, but something massive and something that all of us.
He had to ruin it.
Something we're all enjoying doing, and hopefully for many, many more years.
Yeah,
to come.
I wrote down here, initially it was just a silly thought. And 3 days later, I had bought a domain.
it did, yeah.
From the 10th of October 2016 to the 17th, we had bought the domain, had our members met up, and we were actually underway. Work had begun on starting to build our own website. It was crazy how much. It just shows you the love that went into it, because we all knew that it was something that we really wanted to pursue at that time. It was something that we wanted to... carry on and
make a reality.
I mean look, we're all gonna play games no matter what, so we just seen it as an opportunity to take the shits and giggles that we have and show them to other people. And everything has just come so fast from that. We've had our launch night, which was incredibly fun, and every one of these podcasts that we get together to do every other week is just ridiculously fun.
I'm getting asked quite regularly by friends and just when are we going live again. My sort of explanation to that is, like, we don't want it to become something like that we're known for, if you want.
We don't stream.
We're not streamers.
We're not streamers. We enjoy to sit down and record the video and have the laughs ourselves and then put them up.
We will obviously go live again. That's
yeah. I mean, if we do a live thing once every 2-3 months or once every 6 months or for big occasions and stuff, absolutely. But don't think it's anything that we really had in mind for.
Not in every week. Not an every month thing.
We said it from the start. We're not streamers. We don't pretend to be something. We're not. This is what we said we were going to do right from the start. This is it. Just now that we're on this, thank you for being so supportive to everybody so far.
Definitely.
I know we're only beginning, but seriously, thank you for the actual support that we're getting, because it's pretty nice. But yeah, no, that was mine as well. Greatest achievement.
And we started off with an idea. Like you said, just an idea. 4.5 great members. Unfortunately, one of the best had to drop out. It was sad. We didn't want it to happen. But, you know, Matt, thanks for everything. And you know you're always welcome to a podcast. He had to move away, unfortunately. And we miss you, Matt. We miss you.
Thank you for your input, though, on the actual launch night, because getting...
Yeah, it was great. He was.
I think he stayed with us the longest on the launch night. So thank you very, very much.
And
shows you how much he wanted to be with us.
Matt Heaney, I think, on Twitch.
Yeah.
I think it's just Matt Heaney.
We don't name the towns and places that we work.
No.
But we're more than happy to drop Matt Heaney's name out there.
Matt definitely won't be, he won't be annoyed that we don't know.
That was one of mine as well. I actually had a couple of the honourable mentions.
Yeah.
One of mine, D, just that you were saying Halo. I finished Halo 3 with my brother on Legendary, and that was one of the most rewarding, I think, achievements I have had, because that game was abysmally tough. Yeah. And I think it got to, I distinctly remember a part towards the end where you're moving through like the giant rings, the Halo rings.
Yeah.
And we had little but plasma pistols left, and it was like the most tedious thing.
Yeah.
And it was literally one person pushing forward the whole time while someone stayed back and covered. And to do that, I think that bit alone probably took us like 2 or 3 days of just trying down.
What about the Cortana mission on the flood ship?
That is,
it's
just brutal. Heck. That's with all like the wormhole-y things that are mm-hmm, opening. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like in this like weird like yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome as well. And another mention was actually the Tomb Raider challenge that I undertook.
Oh yeah.
Now, I failed it miserably, and the blog's going up soon, so you can get a full recap of just what went wrong. But for 25 days, I went balls to the wall for Tomb Raider and got six point five games played and complete. And I was incredibly happy with that, because obviously it is my favorite franchise. So to be able to do that in 25 days was
very well done, fun. Chris.
Thank you.
Actually, that was
thank you.
That's a lot. Even for a game you love, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's a big undertaking.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
No, I didn't.
No,
because mine was so
heartfelt
from the heart. Yeah.
From
you know?
The heart. So I think that takes us on to
the
saddest moment in our Xbox. Well, there's mine. I guess I'll start.
In our Xbox.
Okay, so mine wasn't exactly. I mean, I could just go straight out and go obvious with what has happened with in games that I find sad or emotional, but this is the biggest one for me. My Xbox red ringing.
Oh, yes.
That was a brutally hard experience for me to take, because the reason, it happened during Prime Gears of War 2.
Oh, yes. That's
it right. Happened. We had just put an entire summer, June, July, August, most of September, into
September.
most of September in Gears of War. we had put, I mean, like, we're talking a time when the console was on minimum 12 hours a day, 7 days a week here. I'm not, like, D, you can back me up.
Oh, yeah.
We played the absolute shit out of that game. I was only a few thousand kills off my 1,000 G in it.
That's right. Yeah.
My CRC 2.0, which is like 100,000 kills throughout the campaign and multiplayer. And I was only a couple of thousand off it. And my Xbox decided one night, one evening, it was a Sunday evening, and it red ringed, and I panicked, and I brought it back to life. You know, I did the old towel trick where you intentionally overheat the console to bring it back to life, and it worked, and I was this is fine. And like a day later, it just completely crashed. And that was September, and from then that December, I got the Elite console
for
Christmas.
Black one.
But from September to December, I was. It actually got to the point where I was playing you and my cousin Mario Kart online.
Yeah. Mario Kart Wii.
Because I couldn't play anything else. That's how desperate I was for interaction.
Mario Kart Wii was great online, though. I enjoyed it.
Fantastic online.
How did you just go online?
The Wii had an online
feature.
Wii
had Wi-Fi, like?
He's had Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean us as in our back?
Yeah.
I used to be able to play online. Yeah.
Chris had good internet.
I used to be able to play online.
What changed?
I don't know.
Society changed.
Society.
The world changed.
I used to play Gears online with him and a couple
of
others.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'd move out so bad.
Sorry, we've went off the achievements, but can I just mention something? I just remembered. One of my other greatest achievements is prestiging in Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
Offline. I prestiged offline. I played that much multiplayer offline that I prestiged. I played with you and... another friend of ours, my brother, so much on like split screen, 4-person split screen.
Jesus.
I hit the level 70 and prestige.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You still have that prestige class, don't you?
Oh, it's still there, yeah.
I would put you within a handful of people that's ever done that.
Yeah, I don't think
I
many
think
people
you've ever played online on that.
No, I remember playing once and it was too laggy. The only game I could ever play online on Xbox was Gears. I don't know why. It was the only
good
thing
servers.
That wouldn't lag. Maybe good servers,
yeah. Possibly, yeah. Remember, it was whoever hosted the game of Horde?
Tim Wee.
If they had a good connection, you were grand.
Tim Wee 60. I don't know who you are, but if you're listening, thank you for
thank
those.
You.
Thank you for my memories.
Can we talk about that? Do you remember that night?
Mm-hmm.
It was like we were playing with Jimmy Van Der and Tim Wee, and I think Stacifer.
Stacifer, which would have been Jimmy Van Der's girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
We're all and playing Horde.
We're playing Horde, and it's going pretty well. We're like pretty high up in the levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as Jimmy loses like his connection, he can't host anymore.
He can't host, yeah.
That's so right. Like it's gone, and we're like, it jumps, like it automatically like...
Yeah, first, I should point out that D, myself, and Jimmy Van Der all have mics, so we can't hear each other. Tim Wee does not.
That's actually a very important point. So we're like, okay... Chris jumps to Chris's connection, he's going to host, and it's like so bad.
Obviously I'm not going to host
like, like the whole time. It's absolutely abysmal, and we're just like, this is not going to happen, we need someone else to host. And we're like, Jimmy can't do it, I can't do it, my internet's bad, Chris's. We're like, the only option left is Tim, and we can't communicate with Tim.
Now I don't know if Tim was a girl, if Tim was a boy, who Tim was. All we knew is there was someone playing called Tim Wee 60.
Tim Wee 60.
Who was playing with us for days. We only found out that we were playing with an Irish guy, Jimmy Van Der.
Yeah.
And we just assumed he was about our age and living in Ireland. Turns out he was 26 and living in Amsterdam. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Bit of a shock.
Bit of a shock. But yeah.
So we're playing and we're just like calling out in the mic because like Tim can hear us. We assume, we hope, through the speakers, and we're just like, Tim, we need you to set up a lobby. We need you to host a game, Tim, and we're like,
he can't hear us. And then next thing, Tim, not gets kicked, but he like leaves the party. Yeah. We're like, he's going to join another thing.
Yeah,
and it's all quiet, so we're discussing what the hell we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Next thing, bloop, Tim Wee 60 has invited you to join his party. Nice. We're like, Tim. I still have to send him that headset. Because he was so nice to offer us. And we continued to play Horde the rest of the night. And it was just one of the best moments I think I've ever had. Because we were getting so into it. And we didn't want to leave that lobby that night. And
Just that group of people.
Not all so heroes wear capes, that's all.
That's exactly right, my friend.
But yeah, there is my greatest achievements and my saddest moments summed up. Obviously, some honorable mentions in the sad moments. These are Gears of War 2 and 3 spoilers, so if you know, giving you a chance now to switch off. Dom and Maria in Gears of War 2, Dom's big blowout in Gears of War 3, and the ending of Tomb Raider 4, Lara dead.
Dun dun.
Question mark. But yeah, that was there are my three, so thank you for listening.
We're moving on.
All
right, I'll jump in with my saddest moment. I struggled with this. I was kind of like Chris was thinking about sad moments in games, and it was kind of like, yeah, it's hard to pick one of those. So what I've opted to go for is a bizarre series of events that happened to me one night when I was playing the Xbox. Do you remember? I'll give you the title of it. I've just named this here. The Domino Destruction of Red Dead Redemption.
I know what this is. This is fucking brilliant. No matter how many times you tell me this story, I still work out how this happened.
So, the Domino Destruction of Red Dead Redemption. So I'm playing Red Dead Redemption, right, on my Xbox, right? Now this is on the slimline Xbox 360, not the newest one that they made, the one that was just after the original. It's the sexiest console I ever played on, right? Anyway, I have it standing upright, right? And when you stand them things upright, you always run the risk of them falling over, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't worried about that.
I always say, once it falls over, it scores a perfect circle burn into your game.
If your disc is spinning, and you take that thing down.
I heard this should have been sad.
Yeah, that's actually. Yeah.
I mean, like, it just.
That's what happened with my gears like, as well. Yeah.
You could stand it up, and it works perfectly fine standing up, but if it does knock over, your disc is fucked. Anyway, so my Xbox is standing up, but it's in like a nice clear spot in the floor, right? And there's no one around, and I'm fine, right? I'm nowhere near it. I'm not going to knock that fucker over. I'm sitting playing Red Dead, right? And I get a badass headshot, and I'm super excited about that. So I jump up in excitement. And as I jump up, my mat, which I'm standing on, slips under, you know, my shift of weight, right?
No.
It slips, right?
Yeah.
And it pulls a little wire. There's just it's like a lamp, but it's not a lamp. It's like a lamp in a, it's like a vase, right?
Okay.
With all these little flower things in it, but they're lights.
Yeah, right, okay.
But it pulls the wire out there, and the vase falls over. And the vase knocks over a picture frame that is sitting at the foot of the TV stand, which is just tall enough to come down onto the floor and tip the Xbox.
Yeah.
And the Xbox, it goes right, it wobbles, and I'm like, oh, And then it straightens up. And then it goes left. Flat onto the ground. And all I hear is...
Oh.
And I can hear the disc. And I am panicking. Because I am like so close to 100% in Red Dead Redemption. I'm like, I jump up like a fucking maniac, yeah. Right? And I get straight over the disc. And I'm like, open. It's not opening. Yeah. All right? It's not doing it. It's still spinning. I can't stop it. So I plug it out.
Yeah.
Plug the Xbox out. Disc comes to a halt, and I'm so worried. So I tilt the Xbox right the correct way,
yeah,
the way it should be standing, or flat rather. Plug all back in and switch it on. I switch it on by hitting the eject button, and it just releases the disc. And I'm like, I can see it face up, and I'm just like, I'm just looking at it, an absolute horror. Turn around, and just completely. Thing might as well be cut through the middle. Like. Anyway, so switch it on, see how it's getting on. Doesn't work. I haven't played Red Dead Redemption since.
That is absolutely heartbreaking.
That is heartbreaking.
I mean, that is like a one. Now, I don't even know what the odds of that happening are.
It was so fucking. It was crazy. Like.
But you know what? I wouldn't have got angry. I would have at the time,
oh, yeah.
But because of the way in which it happened,
yeah.
Perfect.
It was just
if it was ever going to go, that's the way you want it to.
Yeah, I mean, like, now you I have could that watch. Memory, I yeah. had the time to watch it all unfold. That's what is so amazing about
it. It started to fall over, and then it fell over.
The mat pulled a wire, which knocked a vase, which hit a picture frame, which tipped the Xbox. It didn't even fall straight away.
No.
It wobbled and then came back on itself.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. But my plan is, I said I'm going to get it off you and burn it onto the hard drive.
Burn it on, yeah, and then you can just play away even with that wrecked disc.
But I mean, that was 3-4 years ago that happened, and I still haven't done that, so.
No.
I may never get 100% in Red Dead.
That is tragedy in gaming.
That's the real
unfolded that day.
It really is.
That's going to be hard to beat. Any honorable mentions?
No, I mean, I really had a tough time coming up with the saddest ones. There are moments in Gears, I mean, what you mentioned in Gears, obviously hit me hard.
Oh,
mostly, like, I mean
it nearly brought a tear.
I could talk about other games. Sad moments like that, but well, I might jump in with if anyone has any objections. Mass Effect 3. Paddy's like, no,
okay.
If you don't want this to be spoiled, stop listening.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you've played Mass Effect 3, anybody?
No.
Well, there's no real point. No one's gonna know what I'm talking about.
Say it because I think I have it here.
I don't think you do. It's not the ending.
No, I don't have
it's anything. A genuinely sad, emotional moment.
Oh,
go on ahead.
One of your companions. Are you going to play it, James?
Eventually, yeah.
I've told him anyway. I ruined it for him.
That's the end.
Are you sure you two are talking about the same thing?
No, we're talking something different because this is.
Right.
This is like a nice emotional bit in the middle. Plug your ears for a minute, James.
He's actually doing it.
Okay,
he's actually doing it.
I'll give you the thumbs up when you're good. Okay,
I wonder will he listen back to this podcast and have it ruined for him.
He'll just have to.
Anyway, one of your like best companions, like one of my favorites. Anyway, more than Solus, like this alien. Whatever. Anyway, he's like trying to fix this like genocide that he created on like a different race of aliens.
Okay.
And basically it comes down to like someone has to go up into this like room that's about to fucking explode and like hit the button, so to speak, to make this cure go out. And like it's him who has to go up like.
Okay.
And it's probably the saddest moment in that game.
And that's
it's amazing.
Is it like a self-sacrifice moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just like because he's the one who like created this fucking genocide.
Uh-huh.
It has to be me to go up. And then he's just like really cutely like, it has to be me because someone else would just get it wrong. And then he goes up, but it's like a really nice moment. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moments and again, and then he goes up. Is what makes.
Yeah. It's really, really good. And he's like a really like, you know, scientific kind of guy.
Yeah.
But like when he's up there, like the cutscene, it just shows him like, you know, like humming nervously and all. And he's just like, you know, na-na-na-na, and then just
gone.
Yeah. It really is well done. Don't listen back to this, James.
Man, that was interesting.
Did you hear it? Yeah.
No.
Good.
Yeah, I heard something about the ship, and that was about it.
Titanic. I mean, did I mention
it? Talking about Titanic.
Yeah.
What happens to the Titanic?
Jack dies.
Shit.
Do you know that's all I ever had? Do you know what? I didn't watch Titanic until maybe 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah. No interest in it.
What do you mean you got no interest in one of the greatest movies ever made?
Yeah, I mean, I know that now, but I mean, you know, you got them people come up to you and, do you remember that bit in Titanic? You're like, no, I haven't seen Titanic. Jack dies. One,
Clowns.
Thank you. Two, who the fuck is Jack? Like, I don't know. You know, but
three, who the fuck are you?
Get out of my house. But I at least had that maybe 10 times in my life where someone just randomly, no, I haven't watched it. Jack's dead, you know?
I knew it was coming, D.
Jack actually doesn't die.
Ah, but I've seen it now.
He washes up on the beach in a different movie.
There was fucking room on that door.
Oh, there was definitely room.
Mythbusters busted that myth.
Yeah.
They found that
we are getting around. Way off topic here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
James, hit us up with your saddest memory.
Saddest memory.
Or moments or whatever.
I think I hinted at this last week, but beating Metal Gear Solid 5 for me.
Yeah.
Like that entire series is an emotional roller coaster. I didn't realize until the other day, but everyone. Spoiler alert. Everyone is dead by the end of it.
Okay.
Actually, they're dead this game now.
Fair enough. You go through the entire thing, you get really attached to these characters, and obviously Metal Gear being one of my favorite series of all time. You go through it all, and then you realize that, like, out of all the characters, one survives throughout the whole ordeal.
And do you become quite attached to these characters? Does that make it worse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because the way it works out is that you have all these characters that you think are evil, and then it turns out that they're not evil, and there's a reason why they're doing typical bullshit, really. But it's the fact that, like, near enough every character in that series, I thought, was likable. There was no one in that I thought was now an out dick.
Yeah, that you just wanted to see die anyway.
And then obviously with the split of Konami and Kojima, like, knowing fine Riley that, like, as soon as I beat Metal Gear Solid 5, that's it. That's Metal Gear done. That, you know, that's the bit that hit me the hardest the most, with that being one of my favorite series, knowing
that there will never
be another proper Metal Gear Solid game,
yeah,
other than Konami fucking milking that cow until it's going to be dry.
Do you think that was the same with you with Gears 3?
No, I don't think so.
Are you happy to call Gears 4, like, another part?
Yeah.
Even though they went Coalition, I know same people, but because it left Epic?
But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you for a why. Because sort of Rod Ferguson was like a core member of original Epic team. Like, and he's an
amazing man.
I mean, just from the story and sort of what they focused on, I'm getting that they're moving away from the original Gear story, but they're keeping that core concept of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
The Phoenix story.
Yeah.
And you said you got some of the core characters as well. So I think they're going to continue it all right.
Okay.
I mean, whenever Gears 3 originally finished, I was actually like, this is probably the best conclusion to a trilogy I've ever seen.
I was
in games, films, books, whatever.
I was relieved, great. And then I was sad.
Yeah.
Because that was it, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it hit me a couple of days later, you know, it was like, that's the end of Gears, you know? All I have to do now is go back and replay them.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, you know,
that was kind of it. But I mean, look, this is all, we'll touch on this when we hit our Gears talk for our Gears night.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, I don't tend to be the guy... a gay that gets sad at many things at all, like, you know, nothing. It's a game or it's a show, you know, doesn't bother me at all. It's not real, get over it,
you soulless son of a bitch.
Yeah. There's only been two things ever in my life that I know of that has genuinely upset me. This isn't game related, this is show related. In I Am Legend, when the dog
spoiler
dies,
spoiler alert.
Fucking so long ago, if you haven't seen it by now, you deserve it. The dog dies, obviously. That was one time I got it literally.
Oh, that's actually fucking brilliant.
But the most that it ever got me, I remember my first time watching it. I walked out of the room when, this is a spoiler alert, when Michael Scofield was dead. When I found out he was dead, I could have. I've been on a roller coaster with the show for 7 years. When that happened, I didn't know what happened.
Me and Chris were literally talking about this on the way up about the ending of Prison Break.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's back. Michael's
well,
back.
Yeah, seemingly so, yeah. I remember saying to him, I did hit the mic. Try not to. I remember saying to Chris how I didn't like the way that it was kind of like, I think Michael's going to be okay after all this. And then it was just like, oh, no, he's dead.
Yeah, when they walked to his grave. Like, yeah. Because she's like, oh, let's go see your daddy. And then he walked to the gravestone and I was like,
it was kind of needless. Like,
brother.
I mean, yeah, they wrapped the whole thing up and then they just put that on top of it. And I was like, why, you know. A week before he dies, I'll be fine.
I had to think, would you mention, Chris, Gears of War 3? Because I haven't played Gears of War 3 or Mass Effect, so Gears of War 3 was Dom's death. Oh. It was apparently very sad.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And the other one is in Mass Effect 3, Anderson's death.
Oh, yeah. That
apparently
was
very sad, too.
It was,
Apparently that's sad, I mean, Anderson was a great guy, sadly missed.
It was like something out of a film. Like, it's just like two guys sitting, like, looking over, I think, like, the basically destroyed Earth.
Right.
And, like, they're just kind of talking, going, like, oh, we did the best we could. And then he turns and says, like, yeah, you were pretty good. And your voice just, he's gone, like,
oh,
he's just like, you know, yeah, you taught me well. And he's just like, didn't even get to say like a nice goodbye or nothing. Actually, it was very well done, that, must say.
Nice.
Well, so I decided as my saddest moment would have been moving on to the PlayStation 3 console. Obviously, I was excited to get it.
Yeah.
I knew all I was leaving behind in PS2, PS1. Because I had them two consoles set up beside each other so I could play anything.
That's a really good point.
But moving on to PlayStation 3, I knew, like I said, why it's excited, I was never going back, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what you used to, you guys pick up. And you allow me to see all that I used to do.
You go back.
You know?
Yeah.
This is pretty classic.
Well, that's true. Back. I mean, I kind of felt the exact same way going from 360 to 1. Because the years that you and I put into achievement hunting, to co-op, to playing games together on Xbox, and then it was just like, that's it.
Yeah, you're leaving it all behind.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you used to do get to pick it all up again.
We do. If I mean, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
You know, we will.
Yeah. We will.
I know we all have that option at the end of the day to go and get the console and put it back in and play it. But, you know, for me, I love, my thing is like the graphics and all. I love,
yeah,
I love all the new stuff. I miss all the old stuff, but it was a sad moment knowing that that'd be out. I wouldn't be back.
I mean, like, it's not like, I mean, you're happy that there's stuff coming that's new and all, like.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
But, yeah. It's almost like whenever, you can't go back because.
But, like, PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2, and a few games in PlayStation 3, but PS1, PS2, and in your case, Xbox and Xbox 360, they were the consoles that released. You still got the bang for your buck in terms of games, you know?
Yeah.
Games. Whereas now it's like, there's 4 hours, give us money, fuck off and buy our DLC then.
I mean, yeah. Some games are like that. I mean, too many games are like that now, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas you just don't get to experience it then. Which is wrong, like. You know, like we've touched on so many times that you'll never be able to buy a DLC or whatever.
Well, we could. We just have to take our Xbox somewhere else to download it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Come
I
up
suppose,
to yours,
yeah.
Paddy.
Yeah, come up to mine. Download the fuck out of it.
I think that's the saddest moments wrapped up. Yeah, I think, I don't know about you guys, but this has been an immensely sad night.
Do you know what, though? Like, news has when I said them two questions, I wasn't sure in what way it was going to go, but it turns out, whilst difficult, there were some great things we learned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, that was a great topic for this week. I mean, there's so many more achievements and sad moments that we could talk about. Anybody listening to this that has any moments that you would like to share with us, do so indeed. Before we wrap up, I have two things that I want to bring up that we've had on our social media over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yes, that's cool.
Questions, if you like. Now, I'm not sure, because I haven't clarified it, literally seeing them. I'm not going to use the people who sent them actual names for privacy and whatnot.
Yeah.
First question, I'm going to direct it towards James up there because he is our PC guy. I'm looking to build a PC from scratch. Just give me the opening steps to doing so.
See whatever it is that you want to do. Like, see what games are you looking to play over? Are you just kind of like, do you want to do casual stuff? Do you not want to really worry too much about, you know, playing the latest AAA games? You just want to be like, hey, I just want to kind of like veg out and play like League of Legends, World of Warcraft, like, you know, games that aren't particularly demanding. You're looking at that, you can build a PC that can play that type of shit for less than a PS4.
Okay, so so step number one is realize what you actually want your PC to do.
Exactly, like, do you just want something that can get by, or do you want a juggernaut?
Okay, so once you actually realize that, then it's on to the actual building.
Yeah, then it's on to, like, what components do you want? There's a really good website, Can I Run It? And they, System Requirements Lab, whatever the hell the actual website's called. And you can go for it, and you can see what the actual game requirements are. And you can kind of go from there. You can kind of be like, let's pick a random game, Deus Ex. So look at the newest Deus Ex game, and you can kind of see, like, this is what it recommends that you need. You can kind of go from there and then be like, right, well, that's what I want to hit. I want to be able to at least do that, that, and that.
Okay.
The other thing as well is, are you looking to do multimedia? Are you looking to stream? Are you just looking to game? There's a lot of different things that you need to look at, but it's just a case of what are you actually looking to do?
Okay, so I know that is quite an open and varied answer, and we will do our very best over the coming weeks and days and whatever to categorize that the best we can. I will pick James's brain as much as I can, and even get up a couple of blogs on starting the PC and what you need to look for and what to avoid as much as you can. Our second one is more so a question as to when we will do a Payday 2 playthrough.
Yeah, what is it? I'm not sure. What console is Payday 2?
Soon?
It's on Payday
everything.
2 is
Xbox One, PS4, PC.
Oh. Well, it's out of my sort of genre anyway, so I'm not going to be tackling that, if that's all right.
Well, I mean, I'm going to.
All right,
fine. I'm planning on picking up the PS4 next week, and with it an absolute variety of games to go with it. I will more than happy to look into picking up Payday 2, and we can all sit down, even the four of us.
Well, yeah, I'll be open to that,
of course. Play like that, like the way we did Until Dawn.
Yeah.
So, to who asked that question, if that suits you, it should be fine with us that we hit that.
Yeah.
Good suggestion. Thank you for.
It's a great game as well.
Yeah.
A really good game.
Well, there we go. As long as we know it's a good game, I'm happy enough to do it.
Yeah, but. Thanks very much for the suggestion.
Thank you for keeping your suggestions and stuff coming towards us. It is greatly appreciated. And thank you all for joining us tonight on another podcast. And remember, you can find this and all of our podcasts on SoundCloud and on YouTube. Look for Excite Gaming. You can also find us YouTube, obviously, at Excite Gaming, where we'll see all our latest videos from Co-op Bros, Paddy Max, and on Facebook and Twitter at Excite Gaming, Instagram at Team Excite, and of course our website, www.excitegaming.com. We'll find the links to all of the above, as well of all our, well as all of our blogs, questions, podcasts, and any upcoming news that we may have to share with you. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure and another immensely fun night. We hope that you at home have enjoyed it too. Do stay tuned for the latest from Excite Gaming. My name is Chris, and I am signing off. Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.